From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is officially the Democratic nominee for president. Clinton was nominated as the first woman candidate from a major political party at the Democratic National Convention Tuesday in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The state of South Dakota officially put the former Secretary of State over the limit for the number needed to secure the nomination.
10 for the Senator Bernie Sanders, who inspired us all, and 15 for the 45th President of the United States, and the first one who will be called Madam President, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
With her nomination secure, Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, will take center stage to make the case for why Americans should vote for her in November's national election. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told a veterans group in North Carolina Tuesday that Hillary Clinton and the political system have failed them. Speaking at the Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, Trump said that Clinton has been a disaster.
It's like she's trying to sweep it under the rug, which, by the way, politicians have done for years and years and years. It's going to be four more years of the same.
Hillary Clinton is locked in a tight race with Donald Trump. Several polls show Trump edging ahead of her at the moment, buoyed by new support after Republicans attacked Clinton's credibility for four nights at their nominating convention last week. For more on campaign 2016, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The so-called Islamic State has claimed that two of its soldiers carried out an attack on a Catholic church in Normandy, France, Tuesday, where they murdered an 84-year-old priest after taking him hostage at knife point. French President François Hollande visited the scene of the attack in the northern town of Saint-Étienne-du-Rouvray and said the attackers had claimed allegiance to Islamic State before being killed by police. He called on all French people to join the fight against terrorism. He said the Catholics were the ones who were hit, all Catholics, but this targets all French people, and that is why we must stand in cohesion, together, in a bloc that no one can break. French security officials said the two attackers slit the 84-year-old priest's throat before police were able to intervene. The United States condemned the attack in the strongest possible terms and offered condolences to the family and friends of the murdered priest. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he hopes to restart talks on ending Syria's civil war by late next month. Speaking in Geneva after meeting with U.S. and Russian officials, Mr. de Mistura said more work is needed from the United States and Russia in the coming days.
This is not a precondition. But we all know, and we all agree, that such steps, if they take place, and we strongly hope so, will have indeed a strong positive effect on the environment surrounding the talks.
Until last month, there had been an August 1st deadline for having reached substantial agreement on the political transition in Syria. A U.S.-based exiled cleric has accused the Turkish president of turning a failed push into a slow-motion coup of his own against constitutional government. Writing Tuesday in the New York Times, Fethullah Gulen called President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's accusation of involvement in the attempted coup irresponsible and wrong. Erdogan has accused Gulen of being behind Turkey's attempted coup and is demanding his extradition. The 75-year-old cleric, a former Erdogan ally, has been living in self-imposed exile in the eastern U.S. state of Pennsylvania since 1999. And the United States has condemned in strongest terms a double bombing that killed at least 13 people at the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport during morning rush hour on Tuesday. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack on its radio station. On Wall Street, stocks ended the day mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up. The S&P was slightly higher, but the NASDAQ was only up by 0.25%. Asian markets closed up. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.